Good morning and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, Pastor Zach, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. Let us go before God in prayer. Father, we pause in your presence this morning, silencing every voice that doesn't sound like you. We tune our hearts to the frequency of heaven, where clarity lives and purpose awakens. Thank you for calling us your poetry. Crafted, recreated, and destined for more. Today, we lean into the truth that we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, and because of Him, our lives are not random. They're redeemed, realigned, and rooted in purpose. Speak through this moment. Speak to every dry place, every discouraged heart, and every weary dream. Remind us that before we were formed, you already designed us. For destiny. Let this word activate something eternal in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, good morning. Scripture reading this morning is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it reads, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. That was Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I want to talk to you today about purpose. I want to start by talking about a woman who walks in purpose by the name of Deborah. Deborah wasn't trying to be impressive. She was simply trying to be obedient in the Bible. Deborah, you see in the Bible, she was a prophet, a judge, and a leader. During a time when women were often overlooked. Judges 4 through 5 tells us her story. When the nation of Israel were oppressed, Deborah arose as a mother of Israel. She sat under a palm tree, not in a palace, and judged with wisdom. She was trusted in her assignment that Barak, the military commander, refused to go into battle without her. You see, Deborah teaches us that when purpose calls, posture matters. I again say that when purpose calls, posture matters. You don't have to be in a spotlight to walk in destiny. You just need to be aligned with heaven. 3 points I want you to remember and take away from this here. Point number one, you're not random. You are a revelation. Say that after me. I'm not random. I am a revelation. Deborah wasn't a backup plan. She wasn't plan B, a second thought. Neither are you. You are heaven's strategy in human form, God's poem in motion. Every trial you survived, every tear you've cried, every battle you won has shaped your revelation. In 2025, I want you to remember this. We're in a world driven by algorithms and algorithms and trends. And your purpose isn't to fit in, it's to stand out, standing out as a living letter from God. Declare this after me. My life speaks of heaven's plans. Again, you're not random. You're a revelation. Point number two, purpose is pre-written. You don't have to invent your purpose. You just need to discover it. And there are many people who have not yet discovered their purpose. Therefore, life has abused them, and they have abused life. God already wrote your story. You're just catching up. Ephesians says he's already prepared good works for you. Deborah didn't just chase opportunities. She walked in obedience. She didn't need a title to lead anyone, just a word from God. You don't have to no longer chase opportunities. Just walk in obedience. Maybe you're not in your dream job. Maybe you're raising children. Maybe you're caring for aging parents or serving in a small ministry. That doesn't mean you're off track. It might mean you're right on schedule. So purpose is pre-written. But not only is purpose pre-written, as well as you're not random, you're a revelation. My third and final point this morning, destiny requires discipline. Purpose isn't always loud. It's often quiet obedience. Deborah here in the Bible had the discipline to sit and listen under a palm tree before she ever went into battle. Some of your greatest breakthroughs in 2025 will require less reaction and more revelation. Consistency, prayer, and focus will unlock your purpose. The influencer who posts daily might get likes, but the intercessor who prays daily moves heaven. Purpose is in what you're faithful to, not what's visible to others. My challenge of the day for you, I want you to identify one gift God has placed in you, whether it's encouragement, organization, teaching, hospitality, strategy, or creativity, and use it intentionally today. Start today. Purpose shows up when you do. Purpose is ready for you. Walk in purpose, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Father, thank you for shaping us as your masterpiece. Like Deborah, help us to rise with clarity and courage. Let us walk in boldness in the steps you prepared. Today, we surrender. Comfort for your calling. We ask you to comfort us. We ask you to give us focus over fear. Let our lives shout purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for joining When Heaven Speaks this day. This is Pastor Zach. Purpose is not a mystery, it's your ministry. Tune in tomorrow at 5 a.m. and invite someone who needs to rediscover their why. Heaven still speaks. Are you listening? God bless.